Welcome to another conversation with SYD Life. I'm Kaylee Carrott and I am joined today by the absolutely fabulous Jessara Sartorelli. Welcome.
Thank you, Kaylee.
We're so glad to be interviewing today, and it's a privilege to sit with you and hear your story. And today we really want to unpackage how to reach our full potential. And I know that you've done some great, great things. Let me read this because it's just too wonderful to not read. But Jessara is an executive leader in global high-end retail and has been responsible for expanding luxury brands across multiple continents and leading them to unprecedented growth. I mean, come on, that's very special. What a woman.
Oh, well. Thank you.
You are. What a woman.
I think I do everything with so much fun and love and passion. I think passion is the key of everything.
I love that.
So everything comes natural. Yeah. Of course, you know, it's not easy.
Yeah.
But I think it comes very natural.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yes, but it's a privilege to be here and sharing my story as well and being with you and being here at C3, which, you know, I missed so much. I spent 2 years in New York.
Yes.
Although that I was going to C3 Church over there.
Yes.
I really missed, you know, being here and being surrounded by these amazing people. And this is actually, you know, like how we start our week, you know, every Sunday. For us, it's the start of the week where we come and, you know, if we hear the word of God and this is what, you know, takes us through the week and all of the challenges and, you know, then we have all of the wisdom that come.
Yeah, beautiful.
With, you know, like.
Well, we're glad you're back from New York, back in Sydney with us.
I'm glad as well.
Yeah, back to the beaches.
So good. I know, right?
I know. Let us get. I want to get, let us get to know you a bit better.
Oh, wow.
So let me ask you a few quick fun questions before we dive deep today. What was the worst job you've ever had?
Kaylee, you know, I had to think so hard about that.
Right.
I've never had any jobs that I didn't like. Everything that I did, I had so much fun. You know, regardless what it was, you know, I graduated in sports management when I was 19.
Right.
So I was an instructor for a few years and I wanted to have my own gym. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, life took me to somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I worked, you know, on the sales floor. I worked as a waitress.
Right.
But everything that I did, actually, even, you know, doing the dishes, you know, at the restaurants, I was having fun.
Right.
You know, everything that I do in life, I do with, you know, passion. And, you know, I don't want to think that something's not good. It's tough.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always make everything enjoyable.
I love that. And that's so you. You just, like, have this beautiful joy that comes out of you. I love that.
Thank you.
What time does your alarm go off in the morning?
Do you really want to
know? Yes, I do want to know this.
5 a.m.
Oh, stop.
Yes.
And do you work out?
I do work out every day.
Okay.
I go with my daughter.
Oh, I love.
Yes. So we go 5 to 6 days a week.
Okay.
Between 5:30 and 6.
Oh, go you.
Well, and then this is how we start the day.
Yeah.
And then I come back home.
Yeah.
Then I have my moments and then I pray.
Yeah.
And then this is how I start the day.
Yeah.
Not praying before, but I'm going to the gym because otherwise I can't get up earlier than
that. That would have to be 4 a.m. Mom.
I know. You know, I have tried because every time that I hear you guys say, the first thing that I do is pray. And I go like, how can I do this? How?
Yes.
And I haven't got to this point yet. So I do this after going to the gym. And then I come back home.
Fine.
I have, you know, done what I had to do.
Yes.
And then I have my moments with God. And this is the time that, I pray for my life, my kids, my family, my friends.
Yeah, beautiful.
My work. Mm. And also then the time that I ask wisdom to start the day.
Yes, I love that. 5 a.m.
Yeah.
What time do you go to bed? Late?
11 p.m.
Oh, go you.
I have long days because I start the day, you know, with calls with US.
Yes.
nearly every morning except Mondays. Yeah. So Mondays, it always seems that I'm on holidays because yes. I don't have any calls in the morning, but I start at 9 anyway. And then I finish around 7 and then I still have calls with Europe on my way back home.
Right.
So I finish around 8 p.m. every day.
Wow.
And then always have dinner with family. You know, we don't skip dinners.
Yeah,
you
good.
Know, every night, beautiful. Everyone sits. We have our time together. We talk about our day.
Oh, I love that.
We pray. Yeah. And then we have this beautiful meal that my husband cooks.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. How did you score that?
Well, I think it was on my wish list. Yes. I asked that, God, I just want to marry a chef.
Oh, my gosh. That's where I went wrong. I didn't put it on my list.
Right. And, you know, when I met him and said, I don't know how to cook, do you?
I love that.
That's how, you know, everything started.
Yeah, that was your number one thing. Yes, you need to be able to cook. So
exactly.
Good. Oh, beautiful. All right, let's dive in. So tell us about your journey. Where did you start and how did you start on the journey in retail and getting to where you're at today?
It was a coincidence, to be really honest. It's not something that I planned. As I said, I graduated in sports management and I thought I was going to have my own gym. But I met my boyfriend, my husband. We have been together for 34 years now.
Wow, beautiful.
And at that time, you know, I was living in a country town with my family and he was living in São Paulo in Brazil. So then I decided to move to São Paulo to do something different. And I started working in retail as a client advisor.
Right.
And then very quickly, I progressed into leadership roles. And this was always the case. And everywhere that I went, I progressed very quickly into leadership roles. So in Brazil, we did that. I did that. And then also had a pizzeria aside, my husband and I.
I love it.
And then... And we were doing extremely well, but São Paulo was quite dangerous. And although, you know, I was doing well in my career and he was doing really well with his business, we made a decision to go for some adventure.
Okay.
And then we thought, okay, what should we do? Yeah. And we thought, oh, let's spend 6 months in Australia. Because we thought, oh, Australia, you know. Everyone talked about Australia and it was our dream to be here.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, let's do 6 months in Australia.
Right.
Doing what?
And how old were you at this time?
31.
31, okay, yeah.
And very basic English.
Okay, yes.
Very poor basic English.
I'm sure that was difficult.
And then we're like, okay, let's do it. So few months later, we packed our bags, moved to Australia without knowing where we were going, without knowing what we were going to be doing.
Yeah.
And our plan was to spend 6 months to 2 years and then go back.
Okay, yeah.
And then go back, you know, and go back to the restaurant and to my career.
Right.
So then we arrived and, you know, I started working restaurants because of my English. Mm-hmm. But one day, a few months later, I was walking in the city and I saw a beautiful store, a Ralph Lauren store. And I was like, wow, what a beautiful store.
Yeah.
And I said to my husband, I will work here and I'm going to be the national retail manager.
Oh, wow. And love your boldness.
Firstly, you need to learn English.
just a slight obstacle.
But English is not my goal.
Yeah.
My goal is to work here.
Yeah,
English is just the tool that I need to achieve this.
Wow.
I'm not concerned about my English.
Yeah, wow.
And he was like, yes, you know, learn English before. Then I went to the store and I was like, can I apply for a job? Anyway.
Yeah.
The manager didn't want to give me the job because I didn't speak English.
Right. Oh,
my English was very basic.
Yeah.
But I kept calling her every day saying, if you give me this job, you're never going to regret.
Wow.
And a week later, I think she was so sick of me. And I said, I can do a free trial.
you don't even need to pay me.
Don't need to pay me. I can work for a week. Wow. Don't need to pay me, but you never regret.
Wow. And
amazing. I think she was so sick of me. And she was like, okay, just come for a trial. And it's like, okay, I'll get there. They will onboard me. They will train me. Yeah. And then I can come home and do my homework.
Yeah.
But I'm determined to do well.
Yeah.
I got there.
Yeah.
There was no training, no onboarding, busy day. And she said, this is your budget. And I was like,
oh,
what? So is anyone showing me where the stock is or nothing?
And wow.
Like, oh, wow. So they really want me to fail.
Yeah.
And I was like, right. I prayed and I said, God, if you brought me here today, do not let me fail.
Oh, come on. So love that.
Anyway, I was like, how can I serve with my English?
Yeah.
Anyway, every single customer who came, I put a smile on my face and I spoke to them. I tried my best. At the end of the day, I doubled my budget.
Oh, my goodness.
Next day, they called me again and they called me again. 3 months later, actually a month later, I was the number one client's advisor in Australia.
Wow.
And I was only working 20 hours a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of my visas, restrictions.
Incredible.
And then 3 months later, I was managing the store on Saturdays and Sundays when the manager was off.
Wow.
And then we spent nearly 2 years then working. I spent nearly 2 years working in retail and my husband was working in restaurants.
Yeah.
And then it was nearly time to go home.
Yeah.
And then there was a big surprise. I found out that I was pregnant.
Oh.
So
beautiful.
I was like, okay, God, what would you like us to do?
Yeah.
And we were planning actually before going back to Brazil to do a 1 year, you know, around the world trip.
Right.
And
okay.
Like, oh, we can't go.
Yeah.
So then we made decision to stay and made decision to apply for our residence here.
Okay.
We applied for the residence and then Luana was 1 year old and I went back to work as a casual.
Yeah.
A month later, we got our residence. And within 1 year, I had 5 promotions.
Wow.
At Ralph Lauren.
Amazing.
So then, you know, everything
Incredible.
Went so quickly.
Wow.
And everyone used to ask me, what are you doing?
Mm.
And I was like, I'm just doing something that I know how to do, but I do with passion
right.
and consistency.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, for me, every single client
so
who comes, you know, to the store, they're not clients, you know. I treat them as they were the best, you know, the most important guest that I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, wow.
So we were Beautiful. Hosting parties for everyone.
Wow.
So then I had a pretty phenomenal career with Ralph Lauren, which, you know, the English wasn't, you know, like something that, you know, stopped me.
Yeah.
Incredible. And then I felt pregnant again.
Right.
So then I stopped and, you know, I went on maternity leave and I was supposed to have 1 year maternity leave.
Yeah.
My national retail manager came to my house when it was, Luca was 3 months old. And she said, if you do come back in the next 2 weeks, you know, we'll give you all of the concessions and boutiques across the whole Australia.
Wow.
And I was like, my son is only 3 months
old.
What do
big.
I do?
Yeah.
Then I prayed and I had this peace in my heart and I went back.
Mm.
It was really tough.
Yeah.
But
I
was so determined.
Right.
So then a year and a half later, I was approached by Zimmerman.
Right.
You know, to go and be the national retail manager for them.
Amazing.
And then this is where my career really started.
Right.
You know, like,
okay.
And then the first day when I got there, I was like, okay, who is the HR? Who is this person? Mm. Where is that? There was nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like,
right.
Oh, hang on. Do I need to do all of this?
Yes. Am I the HR now?
Am I the HR? Am I the trainer? Am I the VM? Am I?
Yeah.
And I was like, right. Mm. And then on that day, it was like, you know what? I feel that this is an opportunity for me.
Yeah, right.
If I'm here, if I need to put all of the process in place, if I need to start from the scratch, let's do it.
Right.
And I did. I was the only one in retail.
Wow.
Today, I have around just, you know, direct reports. I have over 30 direct reports.
My goodness.
Apart from, you know, like 600 people that are working in retail as well.
Wow.
But then, you know, what I did, I tried to, you know, like empower people that are working around me. And, you know, 80% of my, you know, high management today that I work across, you know, New York, Australia and Europe, majority of them came from the shop floor.
Yeah, I love that. And
they started as a sales associate.
Yes, right. So I love that your story is you know, obviously you're doing magnificent things now, but you started in the shop. Yes. And I think lots of people want to get there and maybe they want to start there instead of starting just, you know, at the bottom, you know, working hard. And I love the word that you use, consistency, just being consistently showing up and being who you are. And that really opened doors for you. What would you say to people that want to have got a dream, that want to do something great, want to achieve, and they are starting at the bottom? What characteristics would you see for them to help them get to where they want to go?
Kaylee, I think this is something that it's happening, you know, it's, you know, everyone wants to start, you know, in positions today, in any positions, and they just want to jump into, you know, very high management roles. I think, you know, it's very simple, actually.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. I love that.
It's simple because it's about being consistent, but also it's about being passionate.
Yeah, right.
And there is another factor as well, that it's the care factor.
Care, right.
Everything that I do, so I do with care.
Yeah.
Regardless what it is.
Right.
If I have to clean the floor, I'll clean perfectly.
Yeah.
Because I wanted this to be done well.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there is also the care about people as well,
because beautiful.
People make the business.
Yes.
It's not just, you know,
so
it's, you know, we have an amazing product. We work with an absolutely fabulous product.
Yeah.
We have an amazing creative director as well. But without people, we can't, you know, achieve what you need to achieve. And everything is about people. But you need to empower people as
well.
Oh,
I love that.
You need to always sure that, you know, like you bring them with you.
Yes, right.
You know, being a leader, it's not being the one who does everything. It's about having people who really understands the vision and work together to achieve that.
So
I love about Australia and Australian culture, and I worked with so many cultures, I love the fact that Australians, you know, everything that they do, they work as a team. They do as a team. Because they want to achieve something. It's not about me. It's not about I have done, I did, I am doing. It's about what can we do together.
Beautiful.
And I love, you know, Australian culture.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's for me, of course, I work with incredible cultures, but this is one of the cultures that I feel that, you know, it's really, really, I find that, you know, this is my place because I'm part of that as well. I like, you know, being part of something big. It's not just about small things, about big things, big people, you know, big teams working together and achieving things together.
Yeah,
but it's all about empowering people and
so
working
good.
With people as well.
Yeah,
if
beautiful.
You think you are good, this is when you're not good.
Yeah, right. I love that.
You need to rely on people as well to achieve things.
Yeah, wow, beautiful.
So, but it's back to your question. It is about, you know, passion, consistency, and care.
And care. Passion, consistency, care. Beautiful. I love that.
And patience as well, you know, because some people are not patient.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, patient.
Yeah.
They're not patient and they just want to, you know, achieve so many things quickly and they start jumping from one job to another job, from one company to another company. I've stayed with Ralph Lauren for 9 years and I've been with Zimmerman for nearly 16 years.
Wow, amazing.
But, you know, there are times that are tough.
Yes,
you know,
of course, yeah.
You know, you go through so many challenges.
Yeah, yes.
But it's about not giving up, but it's about perfecting yourself every day. And every day reflect as well about what you could have done better.
Yeah,
no matter how amazing was your day, what could I have done better?
I love that. With the difficulties that you just mentioned, I'd love to ask you a question on that. What obstacles have you faced in getting where you've gotten, and how have you overcome them? I'm sure there's many, many, but can you think of one or two that, you know, would really help people, things that people are probably really facing, and how you've overcome those obstacles?
I think one of the challenges that I faced was the fact that, you know, I didn't speak the language.
Yeah, sure. That's a big one.
And then, you know, like I, you know, there were so many people, you know, say, oh, it's very hard. It's very difficult, you know, to achieve certain roles because, you know, like there's this language barrier. And I was like, yes, there is. But, you know, God, you know, gives us this capability of doing anything.
Yeah, beautiful.
So if he placed me here, it's because there's a reason as well.
Yeah, great.
And it's about, you know, not thinking about the challenges, but it's about, I always think that, you know, there's always a bridge, right? And you need to cross that bridge.
Yeah, right.
But if you start thinking about the bridge, what can happen in the middle of your way? The bridge can break, the bridge can fall. But if you focus on that, you're not focusing on the right thing. What it is that you need to focus on.
Yeah.
It's not about how to get there, but it's getting there.
Right, yeah.
You know, and to get there, you just need to go step by step.
Yeah,
don't run. Yes. Don't do anything.
I love
you have to go step by step.
Yeah, good.
Don't skip anything.
Right.
Don't try to do something that it's not part of that journey.
Yeah, right.
So it's always, you know, start with baby steps and walk, but walk straight, not thinking about what other people are doing. What, you know, it's the same as, you know, like you are, if you are in a competition and you have two runners, when you look what, you know, where he is or where she is, you lose focus of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right. Your goal is to get to that point without thinking what others are doing, but doing what you know how to do and do with perfection.
Yeah, I love that. Staying focused.
Always staying focused.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's so good. So you lead a lot of people. People are interesting. Yes. People management is a big, big job, my goodness. How do you manage people well? What's some tips you have in... I know you were saying care. I think that's probably where you would start. But, you know, when you've got lots of different personalities, different roles, how do you manage people well? What do you do to that?
I think, you know, it's very important that everyone understands the vision, the goals that we have for that moment. But it's not always about our goals. It's about people's goals as well.
Yes, right.
You know, and
they
need to be aligned. We need to motivate them. We need to inspire them.
Yeah, great. Love that.
But it's about providing them the right tools to succeed.
Yeah.
And not micromanaging anyone.
Right.
When you start micromanging people, you lose the focus, but also you're not letting them, you know, do what they know best. It's about really, you know, sharing the vision.
Yeah.
Making sure that everyone understands the vision.
Yeah.
Providing them the tools to succeed, but let them do it.
Yeah, right.
As well.
So good.
And of course, there are times, you know, that when things are not going right, you step in.
Yes.
You make everyone stop, reflect, and reset.
Yeah, right.
And I don't mind when people make mistakes.
No, yes.
Mistakes are very important, actually, because we learn with our own mistakes.
Yes,
I don't think
so
we
true.
Learn with other people's mistakes.
Yes, no, it's so true.
We learn with our own mistakes. And I think this is what, you know, I really let people, you know, do their things. But of course, with guidance as well, because I wanted them to achieve things. I wanted them to progress.
Yes.
But, you know, when they come to work with me and with the company, you know, they know that they will progress because we will provide all of the necessary tools. But it doesn't depend on us.
Yeah,
It really depends on each of them.
Oh, man.
And some people come and they think, oh, my manager, you know, doesn't let me progress. It's not about your manager. It's about you.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
You know, it's
really
always
important.
About you, but people are always blaming someone else.
Right.
Instead of stopping and thinking, okay, if I'm not there yet, what do I need to do? What can
so
I improve?
Good.
And how can I get
that.
There?
Yes.
Without thinking about, you know, other people. It's about you.
Yeah, it's very good because I do see that even, you know, it, with us, you know, it's easy for us to blame other people, but looking at ourselves and being like, actually, what can I grow in to get to where I need to go, you know, looking inward and yeah, that's great wisdom. Thank you for that.
Yes, we have, you know, like I did a lot of trainings in the past and I still do, you know, a lot of trainings and seminars and conferences. And, you know, my father once said something that I always remember.
Right.
He said there are three kinds of people. Yeah. Small people, medium people, and big people.
Right.
Small people talk about people. Right. Medium people talk about things. And big people talk about ideas, but make ideas happen.
Yeah.
But right. You choose where you want to be.
Yes, it's so true.
You choose what you want to do.
Yes.
So this is pretty much, you know, like something that, you know, I don't have time to talk about things. I have time, but I always want to talk about people when they have ideas and when, you know, like when we can discuss about something big that we can do something much better. And I think, you know, for me, it's always about being the change and not being part of the problem.
Yeah. Wow. Beautiful. And you are doing that. What a beautiful woman you are. It's a privilege to interview you today. We've got one last minute. I just want to ask you one quick final question. What would you say to someone who wants to reach their full potential but is unsure how to get there?
Be determined. Yeah. You know, if you want to do something, do not give up.
Yeah.
Because there will be always so many challenges.
Yes.
But I don't think, you know, about the challenges. Be determined to achieve what you want to achieve. Awesome. Work hard.
Yeah.
You know, nothing comes, you know, if you don't work hard.
Yeah. Great.
Be passionate.
Yeah.
And be consistent.
Yeah.
Again, goes back to what I said right at the beginning.
Yeah.
There's no secret. Everything is very simple.
Yeah.
And life is simple.
I love that. So wonderful. Oh, well, Jasara, what a privilge. So great to hear from you today. I was just gleaning off your wisdom.
And, thank you.
We're grateful for you and your family. And thank you for sharing your wisdom today with us.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining another conversation with SYD Life. Be sure to check out more of our resources at c3syd.church/life and check us out on our socials.